stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising. Day is a breaking in my soul. All right. Recording is October 24th, right? October 24th. Somehow that's a good number. All right, so it is, what is today? Today's Thursday. So, okay, so the reason the recording is late is because I went to see Joker last Saturday. And I did need at least 2 days to recover from the experience. It doesn't help. It didn't help that I started to listen the soundtrack after I got back on Monday, and then I need another 2 extra days to recover. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, for everybody who are into that kind of film, it kind of hit close to home. I thought about it. I mean, you have to spend some time to digest films like that. It's not trying to say much you didn't already know. I think. The Joker is not the Joker, if that's significant. It's Joker, so it's not the with capital T. The Joker, as he became, we feel familiar to that whole process. I did feel familiar with it. It reminded me of somebody I knew, or somebody I still befriend with, and it reminds me of me, right? I think that's why it is so it has such a resonance with people. Certain people, a lot of certain people, it turns out. And Mr. Phoenix, his voice was so soft. It reminds me of all those video games where you are the main character, and that character either doesn't speak or speaks really softly, almost like mumbling. It's like you're hearing that all those words, you're hearing it coming inside of you. I think that's what Mr. Phoenix's voice reminds me of. You feel his action, you see his action, and all those voices, the thing he said, the thing he felt feels more and more is from you. I think that's why it's so powerful. And it just has a flow to it. And everything just drives this character down. I'm sure people see things, daily sufferings in better light than this character, but we're just zoning into his mentality. And I think the film has succeeded in driving us semi-mad, or in this case, very sympathetic to a madman. Another creepy thing is, Mr. Phoenix Joker was very polite. He was never rude. He was either laughing or he spoke softly until he killed you. And you would never know why he did that. You know, it's all internalized. You don't see a trace of it. So anyway, that's a good film. And if that's a cup of tea, I'm right there with you. And the joke. A small one. It's not quite a joke. But I was having meet up with a couple of guys and we're talking about cars and mischieving activities with cars and bikes. Well, not really. I mentioned one time I passed a school bus when it was stopped, and the bus driver rightfully honked at me, and my friend, he said, "Did you give that driver the finger?" You know, my friend was like giving me the middle finger, and I thought about what I said later, but what I said was no, I didn't, because he was bigger than me, and they laughed and they were silent for a while, and I didn't know why, but now I think about it, it's, I don't know, I mean, when you are, I don't know, maybe aggression is built into us. When we are offended, we just want to react. But sometimes when you realize the value of things, when you really see things as they truly are, emotions can be constrained and it can be channeled. It's not reasoning, it's rather a gut feeling. It's not something that the teacher can teach you, is you learn through I don't know, realizing the value of things. And one Arthur Fleck say, "Why is everybody so rude?" I think it's why, for me, it seems like, why doesn't anybody know the value of things? That's it, right? The value of things. You have to, mindful is an abused word, but just know the value of things and be where you are. Know where you are, you know? But, all right, that's my spiel. Hopefully you'll have a good, hopefully Austin will have a good freeze. I don't know about you, but I love stormy weathers. Yeah, no joker here, right? Okay, out.